Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 736. The topic is training and the title is Technique Improvement is a Continuous Process. I was talking with a trainer, fellow trainer, about a week or two ago, and we were discussing different ways to progress clients from workout to workout, and this was also just in discussion of our own workouts as well. And you can change exercises from workout to workout, but you'll never really know if changing the exercise equals an increase in progression. Just because the new exercise you might be able to do heavier, it doesn't mean you're necessarily better or stronger. Maybe you're using more muscles. Maybe you're using a more favorable body position. There's just a lot of kind of different aspects that will make comparing exercise to exercise difficult to know if the progressions are in a positive manner, in a forward manner. So we were discussing more so how to know if you're progressing, if you're keeping the same exercise from week to week. So let's say we're doing dumbbell chest press. And we have the goal of 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. If I have that goal, and say this week I did 100-pound dumbbells for 10 reps, that's within my range of 8 to 12 reps. I did it for 3 sets, so that's successful. So I did 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. Well, how do I do better than that the following week? Well, if I can move up in weight, say I go from 100-pound dumbbells to 105-pound dumbbells, as long as I can still stay within my rep range of 8 to 12 reps, then I'm still going to have the overall reaching goal of what I want for that movement. But if I added weight and it dropped me to only, say, 4 reps, and I'm no longer in the rep range I want, I'm now getting an entirely different stimulus out of that movement. So you want to stay within the rep range that the exercise is listed for, but within that range, you want to try to increase weight if you can. If you can increase weight and stay within the listed rep range, that's a sign of increasing intensity, which can increase overall strength related to that movement. If you stay with the same weight, and this week you're able to do, say, sets of 11 or 12 rather than sets of 10, that means you've increased reps. That's another way that you can progress from workout to workout. That's an increase in volume, which helps you create more muscle manipulation, which kind of helps towards muscle growth, muscle shaping. It depends on your diet. If you eat in excess, you get muscle growth. If you eat at maintenance or diet, you get muscle shaping. If you time your calories correctly to where there's a surplus post-workout, but a deficit away from the workouts, then yes, you can build muscle and lose fat. So the nutrition really kind of dictates what type of muscular response you get. But increasing reps does increase volume, which does lead towards some type of muscular kind of change. That does also lead to strength potential. So the bigger muscles we have, the stronger we can be. That's just the truth of it. So as a muscle gets bigger, it does have the potential to be stronger. We can also increase sets. So our options so far have been to increase weight, increase reps, or increase sets. So if I did 3 sets of 10, maybe this time I can do 4 sets of 10. That is another way to increase volume. That's another way to kind of manipulate muscle change. And again, diet will dictate whether you get muscle size or muscle shaping. And that's still yet another way to increase strength potential. Because again, the bigger the muscle you get, the stronger you can get. Then the fourth option we have is to decrease rest. If I decrease my rest time, I did 3 sets of 10 reps with, say, 2-minute rest, and now I only use 1.5 minutes. That's an increase in intensity, but that's an intensity directed more towards endurance, aerobic and muscular endurance. So decreasing rest, it increases our stress towards muscular and aerobic endurance, and it increases our stress towards work capacity. The more work I am able to do, I can eventually make that work heavier, and therefore I can get more muscle manipulation and or more strength, if depending on how well I progress that work volume. So whether you increase weight, increase reps, increase sets, or decrease rest, those are 4 ways that you can progress from workout to workout. They all have kind of indirect ways to get to strength progression, but definitely adding more weight is the truest way to get to strength progression. if we add weight, we do get more muscle tissue damage. So that does direct us towards muscle shape or muscle change in some way as well. However, increasing reps and sets are a more direct way of doing that through a volume change. And then, like we said, decreasing rest increases overall intensity, which helps to increase the endurance factor, the work capacity. So those are your options. So what our conversation with that trainer was, is basically that they should ensure that their clients are progressing from workout to workout in the manner that they want their intended results to be. So if they want the result of that exercise to be strength, they want to always try to move up in weight first. If they can't move up in weight, can they maintain the weight and increase sets or reps? If they can't do any of those, then they have to decrease rest period just to get some kind of improvement from the week. But decreasing rest period would be the last option they'd really want. However, if they're doing a movement that they actually want muscular and aerobic endurance, cardiovascular endurance, to be the progressive stimulus, then decreasing rest period is actually possibly the first choice they would have, rather than increasing weight, reps, or sets. So really, what you want your intended goal, your intended outcome to be for that movement, dictates which of these ways you should progress. Then they ask the question, what about technique improvement? Well, the answer to that is, that's an ongoing process. We should always aim for the best technique that we can have while performing a movement. However, you will run into a negative consequence of trying to chase perfect technique. That negative consequence is, people forget what the frickin' point of training is altogether. And that is to force the body to adapt. Usually what you see people do, and this is true of all areas in life, we always have extremes one way or the other, and there's people who fall into one way or the other. But in training, when we look at quality of technique, people either lift really heavy things and they lift like crap, or they're going a million miles an hour and they lift like crap, or they're holding a plank for 10 minutes and they look like crap. So technique is crap. That's one way that people respond to technique. The other way is they try to perfect everything. And again, like I said, they lose the frickin' point of what training is altogether. Training is supposed to force your body into saying, holy cow, I can't do what you're telling me to do. I am struggling, therefore I need to go make changes. I need to make the changes in the direction in which we're trying to push the body. Whether we're pushing it for strength, whether we're pushing it for muscle manipulation, whether we're pushing it for cardiovascular or muscular endurance, work capacity, anything like that. The stimulus has to be above what the current body can do. That's the only reason why the body will produce new abilities. So if your current body can do it, you don't get a new body. This is very important. People try to perfect what they're doing in the gym. Oh, can I move at this exact perfect pace on the way down? This exact perfect pace on the way up? If my body tremors or shakes in any slight degree, they just quit the set and say, well, my form started breaking down. Oh, you mean you started to get results? That's what we need to look at. There is a balance between horrible form and too perfect a form. We need to remain within that balance. We do discuss this in more detail in podcast number 603, titled How Do I Know If I Have Good Form? In that one, we talk about concepts that I would encourage you to go back and listen to, because I'm not going to be able to cover all of them here. The reason why I want to make this podcast was to let you know that you should always be looking to improve your form, but how good of form or how perfect a form is perfect enough for the results we want. We don't actually want every rep to look perfect. That's actually a failure when it comes to the gym. That is wrong. That is not good. Your body will not improve if your body that you have today can actually do it. If the body you have today can do what you're asking it to do, why the hell would it make any changes? Makes sense. So what we want to do, if we look at podcast number 603, titled How Do I Know If I Have Good Form? It talks about the necessary or the need to pay attention to spinal position. You shouldn't be lifting an exercise in which your spine has to incorrectly adjust or twist or kind of bend. Now, there are movements, say, such as like a strongman movement where a circus overhead, like a circus dumbbell overhead press, their spine is absolutely going to be twisted, but they have it muscularly braced. It's the proper position for that movement, and they are paying attention to it. Another one, for example, is loading an Atlas stone. Their hips are going to tuck underneath the weight load in order to get the stone up onto the platform, which typically we would say a hip tuck is bad when you're doing deadlifts and squats, and it's true if it's a barbell, but if you're doing an Atlas stone, then the hip tuck is actually a good thing. So each movement has its own criteria for what is good versus bad for. We need to know that, and we need to pay attention to that. We also need to make sure that the main muscles stay the main focus. If I'm doing a bicep curl but my front of my shoulders are burning, I'm probably not doing the bicep curl very well. We also need to pay attention to what's sore. Not always will muscle soreness be a direct indicator of what was worked. But if I was doing deadlifts and I want to build up my deadlift strength, that strength should come from your thighs, the quads to blast the bar off the floor, the hamstrings and glutes to finish the lockout. Your upper back and lower back should be bracing to hold the weight. But after deadlifts, if your back hurts and you don't feel anything in your hamstrings and glutes, you are deadlifting incorrectly. You have bad form. Then we look at the concept of ugly versus good reps. So we want pretty reps and ugly reps. When you start a set of, say, 10 reps, the first 6 to 8 are probably going to look pretty good. The last 2 to 4, the form is going to break down in some way. There's going to be struggle. There's going to be shaking. There's going to be this sensation of, oh crap, everything's kind of going downhill. This is starting not to look very good. Before I drop this thing on my face, I probably should put these things down. So that's what we want, is in a set of 10 reps, some of them should look kind of crappy. Some of them should start to break down. Some of them should have extreme difficulty to the point where we're questioning whether this is safe or not. Right before we get the answer to whether it's safe, we need to stop the set. But that question needs to come up. We discuss more of this in podcast number 603, so please go listen to that. But what I want to point out is that technique is the limiting factor. If you want to get more results, don't look to do more work. Look to do the work you're doing now better. We actually talk about this more so in podcast number 427, titled Technique is a Limiting Factor. Is that doing a workout isn't what makes the difference. It's how you do it. Doing bicep curls doesn't make your biceps bigger. How you do the bicep curls makes your biceps bigger. Doing glute exercises don't make your glutes bigger. It's how you do the glute exercises that make your glutes bigger. If you are not paying attention to the how of what you're doing, you are not getting the most for your efforts. You must look to improve technique all the time. However, that doesn't mean that you should aim to be perfect all the time. Being perfect in the gym is actually failure. You should fail at movements because the muscles in the body is breaking down due to the stress challenge. Failure in the gym is success. Does that sound kind of contradictory? We think typically that success would be being perfect. No. Remember, if our current body can do it, our current body doesn't need to change. Success in the gym is failing at movements, but failing in safe ways. That's what we teach in podcast 603. That's what we emphasize in podcast 427. And I'm emphasizing it again today. Don't go through the motions. Don't just check the exercises off the list for the day. Pay attention. The how of what you're doing, the quality of what you're doing, will give you the results. Not just the doing of it with no attention paid to quality. Quality equals results, not quantity. Showing up, congratulations. But what did you do? That's what matters. You get what you give. give more attention to what you're currently doing, and I promise you'll get better results. Now, if you want to take advantage of a service that we're offering for free, is post a video that you would like feedback on, your technique for, on Instagram and use the hashtag BigFormCheck, B-I-G, FormCheck, hashtag BigFormCheck. If you use that hashtag, I'm currently following that hashtag on Instagram, so hopefully if Instagram works correctly, your post will show up in my feed. I can then give you feedback based on whatever video you post. I wanted to offer this as a free service. I'm going to try to do it every week where I spend an hour a week maybe or so just checking out videos of people who use that hashtag and giving out free advice. I want to do it because how people do things is an enormous limiting factor that people don't get help for. People look at programming like, okay, can I know the right exercises to do? Sure, that is important, but how you're doing them is the next step of importance. So if you believe you have a good program, that doesn't mean you're getting the best from that program. You have to also pay attention to how well you're doing the program. We all know this to be true in diets. People say, well, I'm following that diet. Bullshit. You know the parameters of the diet, but you're still choosing to do this and this. I still remember I had a client one time tell me they wanted to lose weight for a powerlifting meet. They told me they were following the diet, but not on the weekends. And every day they were having, a soda when they shouldn't. And every day they were having, a piece of chocolate when they shouldn't. Oh, but they were following the diet. Bullshit. No, you're not. If you're not even doing, you totally just threw away 2 days of the week, so Saturday and Sunday. And then of the five you said you were doing, you're not following it because you're drinking soda and you're eating candy. So I don't know how in the world in our minds that person convinced themselves that they're following the diet. Bullshit. No, they're not. And what do you know? They didn't make their weight. We had to do some crazy shit at the end to try to make it work. So, no, they didn't follow the diet. And they had the nerve to ask me to change the diet. No, I'm not doing that. Well, this diet's not working. You're not working the diet. So, we see this all the time in nutrition. We all know ourselves that we make excuses for ourselves. We would say that we're doing better in our nutrition than we really are. And that's just a flat-out truth, myself included. We need to have that level of awareness in our training as well. Yes, I'm showing up to the gym. Yes, I'm doing what I should do. But how am I doing it? Am I doing it with the best technique possible so I can get the best results for the time and effort I'm putting into the gym? Okay? That's a major focal point. Please give that more attention in your upcoming workouts and see if there's ways you can improve your form. If you want the free advice, just use the hashtag BigFormCheck on Instagram and we'll send you some comments. Like in the comment section, I'll give you some feedback. But I truly hope everybody who listens to this podcast, who takes the time to listen into us, I hope that you are getting benefit in your life because I do appreciate the time and effort you're giving to this podcast. So I want to make sure it's helpful for you. So hopefully you get that, and hopefully with these free services such as the podcast and the Big Form Check thing on Instagram, we can give back to you all and help you live your healthiest, happiest life. I just truly want everybody to be happy in life. It's too short and there's too much chaos, so I hope that we can find some happiness for you amongst all the chaos. Cool. Okay. Well, if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. Remember that the more people we help, the happier the world will be. And please share the Big Form Check thing. If anybody ever kind of mentions to you that, man, I don't know if I'm doing this right, just tell them to put a video on Instagram. Tell them to include the hashtag Big Form Check, and then Rob will check it out for them. Cool. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.